I don't know what I always think. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark. I am Renee Bernard, and I am already, I'm having a little too much fun tonight, so I have a bad feeling. I think this is all going to go south on me. So, because Adrian Giordano is back on the show with me tonight, how do I keep luring you back on the show, Adrian? It's like,
I don't know. I think it's just too much fun to talk to you because we get silly.
We do. We got silly
and
in the pre-show.
And silly is fun at the
program.
Silly is fun at the end of a day. So,
I was admitting to you because this is everybody, if you don't remember, Ms. Giordano writes romantic suspense. And I was saying that I don't feel qualified to write romantic suspense because I would seriously just have people like, I don't know, gun. Like I would describe a gun and I would just go, you know, a black, heavy, scary looking big gun with a big, you know. And I'm not really sure that that's acceptable in that genre for me to kind of wing it, you know, with the clip belty thingy and the bullet thingies and the, I think the word thingy would probably knock me right out of the running.
The doohickey.
And again, as, you know, that could be an industry term. We don't know. You could ask the police officer and be like, yes, absolutely, the clippy thingy. we use that all the time. The pit maneuver thingy, the car thingy, there's probably, who knows, there could be a secret language that, you know, they keep it light.
Who knows? For sure. That's why I have a law enforcement people that I email and say, what's the name of that doohickey thing, you know?
The doohickey, yeah. The clips there, with the and they would put it in the, you know, in the gun with the, And that keep you from murdering people that are paving your street. Your law enforcement contact.
Goodness.
I think it's phenomenal. I
just
say, I'm looking at my book on poisons and on certain things. I'm thinking if you write romantic suspense, you're the girl to consult for.
Exactly. You just read the newspaper on a Sunday. You don't need me. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
It's like
I'm
crazy. You can't make
criminal.
Some of this stuff up. It's crazy.
But are you seeking? Here's the challenge. Is it hard to find smart criminal scenarios? Because I'm seeing a lot of stupid criminal scenarios, but I'm not seeing a lot of well-executed crime. Look at me. I'm talking like with nostalgia, as if, remember when crime used to be done so well, unlike now. With people posting pictures of themselves on Facebook.
We had the funniest conversation one night with one of my law enforcement guys just talking about how a lot of criminals are really intelligent, that these people are geniuses, but they just can't figure out how to make a living legitimately. So, you know, you look at all these Ponzi scheme guys and, you know, these guys are brilliant that they can pull this stuff off. He said, you know, it's too bad they can't do it legitimately because they really are smart.
That's like the white collar, though, like the Wall Street, the white collar, you know, crazy.
We had a guy a couple of years ago. I live in the Chicago area. We had a guy that, oh, my God, this was, I'm still trying to work this into a book. He held up a drive-through on a bicycle. He pulled up to the window on his little 10-speed bike and tried to rob the place. And, you know, he's making his fast getaway on his 10-speed. And the policeman is riding up behind him, you know, swirling the lights. I'm like, what a dope.
Oh, my God.
He tried to stick up the drive-through on his 10-speed.
If that's going in a book, I think it has to be like a bet you're so drunk.
I mean,
or
you can't make this stuff up. You can't.
Yeah.
It's a riot.
Say, you might get accused of stretching it a little on that. So, I mean, if you put that in a book, somebody would probably send you an email and say, I'm sorry, that does not sound credible. What were you thinking? Or no one's that stupid. At which point you'd have to have a link to the original.
Right. And
thing.
You just go,
oh, no, no, no.
Here you go.
Here you go.
My critique partners have gotten to the point where they'll, like, rather than say to me, oh, there's no way this could happen, they'll go, did this really happen? And I'll, like, send them a link. Like, yes, somebody did do this.
I just want to know on a 10-speed where one would put the loot backpack,
I
guess.
Mean, he had, I don't know if he had, like, a bag that he shoved it in or what,
I
but,
don't
oh, my gosh.
Know how, what top speed you expect to be getting on
yep,
a 10-speed.
Yeah, pulled up to the drive-thru on his bicycle.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
So it's hard. I mean, I don't know. There have got to be moments in law enforcement where even they cannot believe they have to get out of the car to apprehend that idiot. You know what I mean? Like, they're like there's almost a factor of, do we just ride behind the guy on the 10-speed and tell you what? Like,
what do you do with this?
Let's spin up the lights. This is because I'm evil. Spin up the lights. And let's just ride behind him and, like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
See what happens.
Every once in a while, speed him up until he just collapses in an exhausted heap. You know what I mean? Like, let's do the world's slowest police chase.
Let's make
him
work.
Make it viral.
In this way, he'll just, he'll just,
I mean,
you know,
I'd be calling
over.
The local, right, people with helicopters, news going, hey, News 10, you really are going to want to get your butts over to the 210 because this one's going to be, this is a hit. This will go on your Christmas video. And then I would literally just herd him endlessly at 12 miles an hour. And so I start placing bets. What do you think? Can he go another 5 miles?
How far is he going to make it? How far is he going to go?
How far can he go? How desperate is he? And then just every time he starts to slow down, whoop, whoop, you know, hit the... clearly
motivate
him
a little more.
Statistic. There's got to be a scale where, you know, you'd get disqualified if you're applying to be a police officer.
Yeah.
And I think I would I would have not qualified because it'd be like, well, I'm sorry. That sense of humor, not going to work. And thanks for stopping by. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should be an author. They'll probably, you know, send me a little. You should write books and not. And not be given weaponry. Maybe that's what they would say.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's Adrienne Giordano. So it's A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E. Just, I love the way you make this hard. And then it's G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O.com. Take a peek. I'm going to make sure I get that in because, as you know, because you've been on the show previously, sometimes I forget to.
I would have reminded you.
And they're like, "Did she write? But did that? Was that an author that she had on?
Who is she?
Or did
what
she just
she
like
do?
Make her best friend call?
They were just talking, talking.
What
did she do?
What? Okay, so cheating justice. I'm going to say right now. Looks really fun. Looks really fun.
Yeah. Oh, we had such fun with that book. You know, Misty Evans and I co-write this series, and Cheating Justice is the second book in the series. And for this particular book, the storyline revolves around straw buying, which is, if you're not familiar with the term straw buying, which I wasn't, I had to do some research on it. It's when people who do not have any kind of a criminal record buy handguns or buy weapons and then sell them to people who can't legally buy them.
Ooh.
So I had to do a lot of research on this, and poor Misty, because we would get the plot down and I would be doing my research, and I think she counted up how many times I sent her an email that said, "Don't kill me, but..." because I kept blowing up our plot line. It was like, I just found this, and it's so cool. We have to do something.
I changed my mind. We have to add this little twist.
She
like,
was
no!
like, oh, again,
stop
again. Killing. I'm like,
no,
the research
no idea
is
what
just
straw
so
buying.
Fascinating.
Are you worried that you're educating a certain amount of people in all of these, like, I mean, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you
this is just crazy. It was like, just the the research was just fascinating, though. I just could not get enough of it. I was like, oh my gosh, wow. You know. And
you're
she
dangerous.
Would just be like, oh yeah.
You're,
she was like, okay. I'm like, I got this great idea. We can use this.
Maybe, or if I were your writing partner, I'd be like, is there any chance we could tuck that away for the next book? Because I swear, you're killing me. You're just killing me here. Can we?
You're just, and I almost did.
Well,
we had this running
ammo.
Joke.
Save that,
that you
and
know.
The bike guy. We could do it in the next book.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we're already talking about the next book. And it's going to be a secondary character from Cheating Justice is going to be the hero in the next book.
Do you want to give it away and say who it is, or do you want to say that?
Yeah, it's his name is Bryce, and he's the blogger in Cheating Justice. He's like this government watchdog blogger, and he loves to be kind of like a whistleblower. So we're working on a little plot line for him because we had a lot of readers write us and say, you know, they loved his little snarky lines, and we were like, all right, we're going to give him a book.
That's fun when that happens, though, because it's easy for me to like a secondary character because, you know, they in my brain. But when someone else steps up and likes one of your secondary characters, it's kind of a fun moment because you're like, oh,
yeah.
I could do another book with that person. Yes. I could.
Yeah. And we just have such fun writing this series that it was, you know, we were like, okay, awesome. Next book.
Well, you know, you get to be evil and plot crime and solve all sorts of, without actually committing any crimes that you have to then post about on Facebook. So
right.
I'm just saying, that seems to be a thing with criminals now. I do a wrong thing. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post pictures.
I'm going to put it on Facebook.
Yeah. Look at what that is. Like, really? I'm pretty sure the police have personal accounts. Just check. I just have a feeling. They also have a thing called the Internet. I don't know. I could be wrong.
They might be able to find you.
Just a thought. Yep. It's just an initial, like, guess. But I think they might. Have computers
and
now.
A lot of them have their own Twitter accounts. The police, you know, I know our local police department. You know, when they're looking for somebody, they tweet it. They're like, "Okay, wanted."
Oh.
I'm like, "Wow,
that's a rough moment. That's a rough moment." It's like, "Hey,
you know, they're just getting the word out.
They're looking
like,
for you, dude. They just tweeted."
Like, you can't hide from us, pal. We will find you.
We will tweet you. You have been tweeted.
Yeah.
So there, it's all over for you, Mr. Oh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Straw buying. I wrote that down. I actually, like, literally wrote down the word straw buying because I was like,
it's interesting. And, you know, I
read
about.
By the way, I did not guess anything to do with guns. Just so you know.
I know.
When you
I first heard about it,
like,
I was reading an article. I'm telling you, the newspaper.
Or I was like, oh, that's Bernie Madoff, or that's some kind of, guns.
Yep. I read about it in the Chicago Tribune one Sunday, and I thought,
there's an advantage to living in the big city.
Straw buying. Yeah.
Who knew?
I was like, that's kind of an interesting word. And that's I started looking into it, and that's before I knew it, we had this whole plot built around straw buying. It was crazy.
You know, there are some advantages to being a writer, and the tangential excitement over, you know, any concept. I think it's a perk. I think it's a perk.
Yes.
We can amuse ourselves on the darndest little tiny
trivial.
We do. We're evil.
Yeah.
Like somebody
last week
else
I got excited over a SARS report. My girlfriend
right
that works
that
in finance was
like,
wow, that's really crazy.
The thrill over, oh, my God. Oh, I have to wrap up the show. Okay, so good night, everybody.
Oops.
We'll see you next Tuesday for more of this, or apparently Adrian and I will just go on forever. I love you so much. Okay, good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night, gang.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.